You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Is your product or service for the streets?
You.
Yes, I'm talking to you. You actually know who your ideal customer is. A lot of you are making decisions based on what you think. You're not looking at other factors. People don't buy courses, programs. They buy solutions to their problems. To get the result that you want, you have to speak to them a certain way. My business is not for everyone. I'm leaving a whole lot of money on the table. The riches are really in the niches. Welcome to another episode of Full Transparency with Donnie Wiggins. I am Donnie Wiggins, your favorite business coach. Otherwise, why would you even be here, right? I work with entrepreneurs every single day to help you start, grow, and scale your businesses. And I also have a community where I work with entrepreneurs. I mentor entrepreneurs who are seeking personal, professional, and financial development. And right now, we're giving 7 days free. At the time that this dropped, anyway, I don't know if you are catching episodes late, but at this time, I'm gifting you 7 days free in a guest pass to my community, Actionable CEO, so you can come in and make sure that it is the right place for you to get what you need to grow your business. Today, I want to talk specifically about finding your ideal customer, how to find your ideal customers. If you're talking to everybody, you're basically talking to nobody. And I need us to get really, really serious because I see a lot of you guys, you are doing the things. You are posting content. You're staying consistent with that. But what I'm also noticing is that you're just throwing darts out there. You're putting content out there that's not really catered to any particular audience. And the key to building your business isn't just going to be in selling so that you can generate income or revenue, but it's going to be in knowing exactly who you're selling to, all right? Knowing exactly who you're selling to. So do you know who your ideal customer is? I want to know. Do you actually know who your ideal customer is? Or are you just kind of putting stuff out there, putting feelers out there into this big dark space on the internet, marketing to whoever, or feeling like, do you find yourself saying, well, my product is for everybody, anybody who, everybody that. If that is you, you're really just operating on a hope strategy of hoping that somebody bites, right? And so today we're gonna talk about how to identify your ideal customer, understand their needs, and craft messaging that speaks directly to them so they feel like you're reading their minds. One of my key strategies is in getting to know who my audience is so well, I like to break my avatar, the person that I'm speaking to, down into one or two people. Like, because I serve men and women, I have a male vision of who my avatar is, and I have a female vision of who my avatar is, and I like to give them names. So it could be Zell and Keisha, right? And I'm talking to Zell and Keisha. And when I'm creating new messaging, or I'm creating new products and services, or I'm even preparing to teach, I sit down and I'm like, what does Zell need to know today? What does Zell need to hear from me today? How do I need to sit down and speak to Zell? You know how you have friendships or relationships in your life, and you know that you can't approach everybody the same way. I can't talk to Donnie the same way I'm going to talk to Tamika, right? I can't talk to my boyfriend about a problem the same way that I could talk to my children about a problem. Well, you have to be that dialed in on your audience to know that I have to speak to them this way. I can't speak to them the way that I speak to the general population, because the general population doesn't need my product or my service. But to get the result that I want, you know, when you sit down and have that hard conversation with the significant other, Zell, you you know, mm-hmm. to get the result that you want, you have to speak to them a certain way. So you go in prepared. And it's the same exact thing for our business. But what happens a lot of times is many entrepreneurs struggle with targeting. They don't want to target. You don't want to choose. And you are doing that because in your mind, you've convinced yourself that if I niche down, if I target a certain type of audience, then I'm leaving a whole lot of money on the table. But the truth is, when you try to appeal to everybody on a general scale, you become forgettable to the people who actually need you the most, right? I always like to take my examples back to like dating scenarios because we've all done it and we know what that looks like and should feel like. So imagine that you are interested in a guy or a girl, or you want to be in a relationship with someone, right? And you meet someone, they come along and they're speaking a cool little language, but as you're checking them out a second time, a third time, or a fourth time, you've gone on a date with them maybe, right? Your opt-in, your free landing page. You've gone on this date with them and you're feeling all the warm and fuzzies, like this might be a thing. Well, you're on their social media, you're talking to them, you're hanging out with them, and you're observing that they treat you the same as they treat everybody else, right? They're not just trying to appeal to your needs, but they're saying, hey, I want to make sure you're straight and everybody else is straight. I want to make sure you and all the 10 other women or 10 other men that I'm in that I could be entertaining are all looking at me and appealing to me for the same reasons and that you're straight. You would be completely turned off. And it would become easy for you to just forget about that person. Well, the same thing happens with your customer. If they feel like you solve everybody's problem, then you're no longer a standout for them. So this fear that you have about leaving potential money on the table will actually end up costing you more money later in missed opportunities because people aren't attracted to somebody who's out here for everybody, all right? So is your product or service for the streets? If so, let's dial it in, bring it back to the sidewalk, all right? So that's reason number one that entrepreneurs struggle with targeting, but there's three major reasons. The second one is you're too broad. You struggle to attract engaged leads because you're too generally speaking. You're talking in circles. You're speaking about everything but the main thing. We know those conversations. Like, why are we speaking this broadly when this is the problem? You have to focus on the problem. Also, your marketing feels generic and it doesn't get a strong response, right? It just feels very generic. You're not highlighting a specific problem. You're not offering a specific solution. You're not identifying anybody's specific needs. It's like, I am a business coach and if I put out content that just generally talked about entrepreneurship, right? Oh, generally every entrepreneur should start a business. Nobody's really going to resonate with that, right? That's not going to speak to the people who would likely pay my fees. But if I got online instead and said, here are five key strategies that a successful entrepreneur needs to scale their business to the next level. I'm talking to entrepreneurs who are interested in scaling. It's a very niche down or targeted audience, and that will resonate with people who are entrepreneurs that are thinking about or on their way to scaling. So we have to be very specific in our marketing and our messaging and our targeting versus very generic. You feel like you're always convincing people to buy instead of them coming to you. We're not in a position where we're convincing anybody of anything. We are presenting versus convincing. We're presenting to our ideal audience, but knowing who we're serving, being dialed in on who those customers are, and I'm going to tell you how to identify them in just a second, knowing who they are will help you speak specifically to them to where you're just presenting solutions, not convincing them that they have to take it. A key to knowing who, or a key about knowing who you're speaking to, is you know what they're dealing with, so you know what to offer them, versus not being clear in who you serve and attracting a group of people that you have to convince even need what you offer in the first place, right? Congratulations, entrepreneur. You made the decision that this will be your biggest and best year ever in business, and I am so excited for you. It's just that you're missing something. The accountability and the mentorship that you said you need, the accountability and the mentorship that you said you were going to get this year, I know you're missing it because I'm not mentoring you inside of my community, Actionable CEO. I see everybody else. I'm looking through the names as I speak right now, and I'm seeing all the names, but I don't see yours. See, Actionable CEOs have something in common. They have three things in common, in fact. They are disciplined. They are action takers. They invest in themselves. But my favorite one is that they are action takers. Oh, wait, no. My favorite one could be that they're disciplined. It could also very much be that they invest in themselves. See, you can't do one without the other if you want major results. So I'm inviting you to check out my community, my mentorship community for entrepreneurs who are interested in personal development, professional development, and financial development. And you want to have a whole lot of fun connecting with other people in the community to network with. If I'm your girl, if I'm your person, if I'm your vibe, check out actionableceo.com right now to see if my mentorship community is the right one for you. In fact, I know it is. So just go there and hit register, join now, whatever. I'll see you on the inside. Bye. And the third reason why many entrepreneurs struggle with targeting is because they hadn't undergone this mindset shift yet in understanding that the riches are really in the niches. The riches are really in the niches. I need you to write this down. I need you to write this down, and I need you to start believing it as soon as possible. My business is not for everyone.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
My business is not for everyone. My business is not for everyone. And CEOs, hear me out. I need you to hear me here. Your business is not for everyone, and that is a great thing. I want you to name something that is for everybody that is wildly amazing. Your business is not for everyone, and that is actually a good thing. The riches are in the niches. There's a reason, you've heard this before, there's a reason why the brain surgeon makes a whole lot more money than your general physician, than just the family physician. There is a reason, because they took the time to get deeply trained, acquired skills, talent and ability that make them stand out to a person who needs brain surgery. Does that make sense? So you've got to get into your brain surgeon bag and niche down so that you can attract your ideal customers, okay? So step one, I am going to give you 5 steps to identify your ideal customer. Step one, the first thing that we have to do is identify or define who they are. And we want to do this by demographics, and we want to do this by psychographics. Your demographics are going to be things like your age, your gender, your location, the occupation, their income, their age, their gender, their location, their occupation, their income. Your psychographics are going to be things like their beliefs, their values, their pain points, their behaviors, their buying behavior, their decision-making behavior, right? So for example, instead of I help entrepreneurs, we'll say things like I help six-figure online business owners who feel stuck scaling past $250,000. I'm using my business as an example. Instead of me saying that my audience are just entrepreneurs, I'd say I help six-figure online business owners who feel stuck scaling past $250,000. That's very dialed in. Do you feel stuck? Are you struggling to scale past $250,000? Okay, then those are the entrepreneurs that I help. And this is just an example. I, for clarity, work with entrepreneurs who are looking to start, grow, and scale their business in different capacities, all right? But let's get back. Second thing, step two, or number two, identify their pain points and desires. All right. We're talking about how to identify our ideal customers. Number one, define who they are based on demographics and psychographics. Number two, identify their pain points and desires. People don't buy courses. They don't buy programs. They don't buy communities. They buy solutions to their problems. People buy solutions to their problems. Please write that down. Please write that down. My customers are buying solutions to their problems. If you present enough solutions to people's problems, they will buy them. If you present enough solutions to people's problems, then they will buy them. Well, now we've got to get clear on what those problems are. So write down 3 to 5 key struggles that your audience is facing. 3 to 5 key struggles that your audience is facing. What are they struggling with? So for example, let's say you sell fitness coaching, right? Let's say you're a fitness coach and you are looking to acquire more clients. Something that they may struggle with is having time to work, having time to work out. They may struggle with eating properly, staying on the correct meal plan. They may struggle with just staying consistent overall. They come to the gym, they fall out, right? They fall off. What are the top 3 to 5 struggles that your ideal customer or your audience faces? Okay. How to identify your ideal customer. What are the 3 to 5? And I'm slowing down here because I want you to take notes in real time because I know you. I know my audience so well. I know you're watching this and you're driving or you're distracted and you're saying, ooh, this is good. I got to go back and listen to this later tonight. And later tonight never happens for you. You. Yes, I'm talking to you. It never happens. So if you're driving, you're doing something, pull over, right? Get into a distraction-free environment. Just give me the next 15 minutes to help you identify your ideal customer so you can make some money, okay? So write down those 3 to 5 key struggles that they're dealing with. Number 3, study where they're hanging out online. Be very clear where your ideal audience is hanging out online, and that's where you need to show up, okay? So I know that you love Instagram, but if you are serving people who are, I don't know, baby boomers, maybe they're over on Facebook. Maybe they're on Facebook and I know you don't like it over there. You're over here, you're on TikTok, you're on, you know, all the other platforms. But if your audience is hanging out over on Facebook, then guess what? You need to hang out on Facebook too. So are they on Facebook? And if so, where are they? Are they in Facebook groups and communities? Are they identifying themselves on Instagram using hashtags? Are they on LinkedIn? Are they on YouTube? Are they in blogs like Quora, Reddit, all the others? Where are they? And then when you find where they are, when you find where your key audience is, start listening to, paying attention to, and writing down, documenting, keeping a spreadsheet of how they describe their struggles. I have a whole spreadsheet, Zelle. It's a messaging spreadsheet. And on that messaging spreadsheet, I have a running tab of how I see my ideal customer or client describe their problems. And I go and I add to it regularly because it helps me to create messaging necessary to serve them, right? So you do the same thing. Problem is sometimes you're trying to commit to memory. You're trying to memorize what your audience must need from you. And then when it's time to sit down and create some messaging, create some content, do a post, put together some marketing strategy, you can't remember. Your memory fails you. Your memory fails you. And so I want you to keep a spreadsheet, a messaging spreadsheet of messaging statements that work for you, things that you say, content that you create, but also problems that your audience has from you and then how you've noticed that they describe their struggles in real time, okay? How to identify your ideal customer, number 4, market research, market research, market research. I talk about this all the time. I love some market research. I opt into people's funnels every single day just to reverse engineer what their process might be, right? How are they communicating to their clients online? How'd they get my attention? What stood out for me? Are they using a lot of video? Are they using a lot of text? Are they using a lot of pictures? Are they using a lot of case studies? Or are they using a lot of testimonials? Are they agitating me, meaning calling me out by my problem? Or are they easing their way into the relationship and being a little bit more nurturing? What stood out for me? Because I understand that especially in a service-based environment, a lot of times our clients and customers are a version of who we are or who we were at one point in our journeys. So a lot of times what resonates to you may resonate to them. And if it doesn't, then I would challenge you being in the right industry altogether. All right. I challenge you, even if like if you got you a cute apparel line and your garments are fly and fabulous, then that should resonate with the audience that you're looking to attract. If there's a language, a community language that you use to market this stuff, like check the drip, check the fit, then you're probably looking for other people who speak that same language. Right. So we definitely want to do some market research. You can poll your audience. You can send out polls. You can use social media for polls. You can survey your audience. You can do that on social media. You can do that in emails. You can do that in text message. You can do that in rooms, like in networking events, and poll people, collect data. You can even reach out to some of your customers or clients and interview them. Like, it doesn't have to be a podcast setup. It's like, hey, I'd love to schedule some time to ask you two or three questions about your experience with me. Can we put that on the calendar? Like, interview people who have actually given you money, interview people who have opted into you and didn't buy, and get to the bottom of why they make the decisions that they make, right? So you can literally ask somebody, well, what's your biggest struggles when it comes to X, Y, and Z? Insert whatever your business topic is, right? What's your biggest struggle when it comes to X, Y, and Z? What's your biggest struggle when it comes to shopping online at boutiques? What's your biggest struggle when it comes to starting your business? What's your biggest struggle when it comes to losing weight? What's your biggest struggle when it comes to gaining weight? What's your biggest struggle when it comes to acquiring a new client? Ask questions. And then the fifth, probably the most important step in identifying our ideal customer is test, 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 test and refine, test and refine, test and refine. Hey, here's what you need to know. You will constantly be evolving in your messaging. You will constantly be evolving in the way you do things in your business, your processes, your frameworks, your workflows. Your customers even will constantly be evolving. And this is a great thing. That means that you're learning more and more, and you're getting more and more clarity about who you serve, how you serve them, and what you serve them, right? And so pay attention to things that are working for you, and pay attention to things that are not working for you. The things that are not working for you, we want to pull back on those things. The things that are performing well for us, we want to dig deeper on those things, and we make adjustments based on data, not feelings. The reason that I love testing and refining that process so much is because it will produce data for us. A lot of you are making decisions based on what you think. Well, what you think today might be different from what you thought on yesterday or the day before, because what you think oftentimes depends on your feelings, right? So if you have a day where you hit your sales goals, then your thoughts are highly positive. You're thinking everything is working. But if you have a day where you're struggling to hit your sales goals, that same thing that worked on the day that you did hit it, you're not feeling as confident as about, right? And you're thinking it's something wrong with your process, not realizing that it's a holiday, or not realizing that your business trajectory just says that on Wednesdays, for whatever reason, your business historically doesn't produce a whole lot of sales. You're not looking at other factors. You're in your feelings, and you're making decisions based on feelings when we have to make decisions and adjust based on actual data. So you're testing. This messaging worked. Okay, great. What if we go further in? What if we 10X on this messaging, or this messaging didn't work? Let me change one piece of it at a time so I can get to what the actual problem is. So if your audience isn't responding to you, it's not you, it's your messaging. It's not them. If your audience isn't responding to you, it's not them. They're not the problem. It's your messaging. Your messaging is either speaking to the wrong people and attracting the wrong audience, or it's not creating enough urgency in what you do, or it's not clear that you are solving their problem because they're not buying your community. They don't care about your Letterman's jackets that you give out in your community. They don't care about your recognition programs. They don't care about all those other things. They only want to solve their problems. People spend their money selfishly, and the selfish part comes in the fact that it has to solve a problem for them. So let's talk about messaging. Let's talk about creating messaging that directly speaks to your audience. And for the sake of time, I'm going to give you three of the main core steps, okay? The first thing is that you have to use the right words. When I'm looking at messaging, and even in my community, I'm speaking to entrepreneurs and I'm asking them to just simply tell me how you help people. How does your product or service help people? And a lot of times, you guys are using a bunch of industry backdoor language. Industry jargon is what they call it. It's the language that's popular in your industry. Oh, well, yeah, I help them with KPIs and STAs and this, that, and the other. But you have to use the language that your customers and clients are using already, right? You speak their language, not yours, meaning anybody who could potentially be your customer understands what you're saying without having to look up the words that you're using. I get it. You're extremely intelligent. You want your messaging to showcase your intellect and all that experience, but they don't understand you. That's why they're not buying from you. That's why they're not opting into you. So for me, I help clients earn or increase their ROI, right? So instead of saying something like maximize your ROI, I'll say something more like how to get more sales without working harder. How to get more sales without working harder, right? That is what entrepreneurs who have a successful business are looking to do. They want to maintain or generate more revenue, but they don't want to work harder to do it. That language speaks. It probably just spoke to some of you, right? Second thing about creating messaging, and I'm only giving you three highlight points. Speak to emotions, not only logic. You have to emotionally tap in. You have to break through that emotional barrier that your customers and your clients have. People buy emotionally. They buy emotionally and they justify it with logic. People buy emotionally and they justify it with logic. So instead of saying something like, this course will help you organize your business, say, imagine waking up stress-free, knowing your business is running smoothly while you sleep. Imagine knowing that your business is generating revenue while you vacation all over the world. Imagine knowing that you can take time off for your mental health and your business is still running smoothly. That's how you speak to someone's emotion. You're communicating a problem that they're having. You're satisfying a need that they want to solve. And they're going to buy from you emotionally and justify it with logic because it makes sense. The third thing about your messaging, it's about them, not you. I come on your landing page and it's all about you. I am this and I am that, and it's as seen in here and as seen in that. Your messaging should focus on three things. Your messaging should focus on three things: your customer or your client's problems, desire, and transformation. When you're putting out your marketing, whether it's organic marketing or paid marketing, we're focused on three main things. And if your messaging doesn't have this, go back to the drawing board. If this is not in your marketing, go back to the drawing board. Their problems, their desires, their transformation. What is their problem? What do they want to happen? And how do they get transformed as a result of buying from you? So instead of saying, I created this program to teach business strategies, instead, say something more like, this program will help you hit consistent 10K months without burnout. Instead of saying, I created this program to teach you business strategies. This program will help you hit consistent 10K months without burnout. It's about them. I created this program, and I see it in your videos. I see it in there. I created a program that's going to help you, blah, 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 blah. This is about you and what you created and what you did. Make it about them. This program will help you immediately hit 10K. I got it without overwhelm. I addressed the problem, right? I addressed the desire, and I addressed the transformation. Okay? All right. So we understand that when we're seeking and learning how to identify our ideal customer, just to summarize, recap real quick, define who they are, be very clear in their pain points and their needs, right? Identify their desires, find out where they're hanging out so you can spend a lot of time there, do market research, test and refine, test and refine, test and refine. But guess what? It doesn't end there. You're going to get your ideal customer. You're going to know so much about them and it's going to be working. But as your business evolves, all of this evolves too. And you will want to dedicate regular time testing and refining, testing and refining, testing and refining, so that you are very clear that your audience still needs what they needed 3 months ago, 6 months ago, 9 months ago, especially if you're in a transformation-based business, right? These transformations can happen quickly. They can happen over a period of time, and you're left asking what next, what else, what happens now? Test, refine, go back and do market research, go back and run more polls, go back and ask more questions, go back and do more customer interviews. This week, I want to challenge you to write down who your ideal customer or client is, even if you thought you knew who their customer or client is or was, is, even if you thought you knew who they were, right? Even if you already thought that you know who, or already think that you know who they are, I want you to create an actual avatar, okay? Give this person a name. Name your client. Name your customer. If you serve men and women, do too, okay? Write down who they are, name them, identify what their struggles are. What are they dealing with right now? What's causing them pain? What's keeping them up at night? What's preventing them from being able to sleep? What's stressing them out? What's overwhelming them? What's burning them out? And then write down what transformation they want. What do they want? Well, what burns me out right now, like shopping online, oh my God, like, I used to be a mall girl. You hear me? I'm going into the mall, and then it transitioned into boutiques. I loved my boutiques, and now everything is online, but I'm 5'7". And so that 31-inch inseam that y'all designers like to keep your fashions limited to, that it doesn't work for me, right? So one of my struggles when shopping online is that many retailers are lazy. They don't take the time to put in the description how long the pants are. What's the inseam? I need to know, because I don't have time to keep ordering stuff and sending it back. One of my struggles are that if I order it, I never send stuff back. So now I've wasted money. So if it's an online boutique and you have fashions for taller women, then you might say that one of their pain points is shopping online and not getting pants long enough for them, not getting the right fit. They're struggling to get the right fit. They're struggling with getting their clothes in time. They're struggling with trusting the boutiques or the retailers that they're shopping with, right? Now you can solve that problem. Hey, shop at this boutique for confidence in what you buy. Every single product comes with a description that tells you exactly what you're buying before you buy it, so you're comfortable in making an order from us, right? I want you to write down who your customer is, what they're struggling with, what transformation they want. I want to trust that when I shop with you, my pants are going to be long enough. Hint, hint, clue, clue. All right. And if they're not long enough, that's cool. You don't offer that. Just tell me in advance. All right. And what I'd like for you to do is comment in the comments where you're looking at this video and tell me who your avatar is. Tell me about them. Who are they? Would you name them? What are they struggling with? What transformation do they want from you? Because when you know exactly who you serve, your marketing becomes effortless. Your content that you're creating becomes effortless. People are going to feel like you are speaking directly to them. They're going to pay attention and they'll be ready to buy. All right. So what do you need to work on? How do you need to get more dialed in? Create that avatar, comment wherever it is. I want to see it. I want to read about it. And I'm responding to these. I'm going to respond to these and tell you, let's get more dialed in, or this is great. I can see who you're serving. All right. And don't forget to join me in my mentorship community, Actionable CEO, where I work with entrepreneurs every single day, all right? Every single day, who are looking to start, grow, and scale their businesses. You want mentorship. You want accountability. You want to be in a room or network and environment of other people who are seeking personal, professional, and financial development right along with you. You want accountability from me and from the community. This is your home. This is your place. But don't take my word for it. I'm giving you a 7-day free guest pass. 7 days free guest pass. You get to come in and try it before you actually buy it to confirm that it is everything that I said it would be. I'll see you inside Actionable CEO, and I'll see you back here, full transparency, next week. Be sure to subscribe. I gave you all this game. Subscribe to the channel. Stop. Do it now. Right now. I'm going to sit here and wait until you do it. You did it? All right. I'll see y'all next week. Bye.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.